The Wildcats soccer team opened the regular season in a Forney tournament with 2 wins, 1 loss, and 2 ties. I talked with Wildcats soccer coach Andy Holt on Monday morning.
We played 5 games, like you said, got to see a lot of action, and played 2 on Thursday, 2 Friday, and then we got 1 in on Saturday. So, the weather was cold, but we were able to get it in, kids played well. I was excited with the way we started. We opened up with Richardson Pierce, and obviously we knew it was going to be a pretty tough game, and ended up losing 2-1. We had some chances in the game. They obviously had some more chances they could have scored on, I was pleased with the way our kids fought, and that game we went down 1-0, fought back, made it 1-1, and then they ended up scoring the game winner, I think, with about 7 minutes left in the game. So we were right there with them, and they ended up winning the tournament. So obviously they were a good team and looking good this year. So I was pleased with the way we started, and then we tied Waco University 1-1. Again, we went down 1-0 and responded and tied it up 1-1. And that's how it ended. So, Thursday was a good day for us, and then Friday got better. We won 2 games on Friday. We beat College Station, I believe it was 2-0. Mm-hmm. And then we beat Lindale 2-1. So, again, I was pleased the way we started, and it was a good start for our season. And then we played Rockwall Heath on Saturday and tied 0-0. So, our kids played well. We scored some goals, and that was good to see. I guess of the 5 games, just that 1 game at the very end was the only game we didn't score in. But, I was pleased with how we started.
All right. You remember who scored for you?
Yeah, Chris Espinosa. I think he scored 3 goals. He's a sophomore that, has a lot of skill and a lot of ability. And, he found the back of the net. He scored against Richardson Pierce. I believe he scored against College Station, and then he scored against Lindale. So, he had a good tournament. Thought he played well. Adrian Lopez was another guy who scored. I think he may have scored 2 goals as well. And I thought both of those guys played well. And as a result, they got the goals for us. And I was pleased with how they played and obviously pleased that they scored and put the ball in the back of the net.
Tanner Ramirez, I think, got one, didn't he, for you?
Oh, sure did. Tanner got on a throw-in. We had a throw-in from Scott Galarza. I think it's going to be a great tool for us with Tanner and Chris. They're both about 6'1", 6'2". Mm-hmm. So if we can just throw it into them and, get a flick and put it in the middle, and you just kind of never know. And that's exactly what happened with Tanner. He flicked it on, and it beat the keeper and ended up going in the back side pocket. So it was a good goal for Tanner. And if we can score on throw-ins, that's going to be very big for us.
I know you don't want to get too excited in early January, but it's a pretty good start. You got to like what you see so far.
Yeah, kids are playing well, and we're getting better every game and every situation. We're understanding things as, if we make a mistake, it seems like the kids have responded and not made that same mistake. So especially in the back, I had Brian Roque back there at sweeper for me, and he got better every game. He made a couple of mistakes that's what cost us against Richardson Pierce. And he's fixed those and it looked really good as the tournament went on. And that's going to be the key for us is getting better each game and learning from our mistakes. So whenever district comes around, we'll be ready.
The Wildcats will play in a Rockwall tournament this Thursday through Saturday. KSST Sports.